Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Wednesday, April 28th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
Oh, it's a fine day here on the Eastern Shore, so I'm doing just well. We're
at
the hottest day of the year so far, and so liking it. And hope it continues. How
Me
about you?
Me too. I love warm weather anymore. I really do. I remember my grandpa used to talk about how cold went right through him. I thought, what's wrong with him? Boy, do I know now. So anyway,
they were so smart, weren't they?
I mean, you know, I was only 12 years old and told me that, and I thought, well, what's wrong with him? Cold weather goes right through him. I couldn't figure it out. Now I know.
Well, let's see here. I want to go back to my screen, and let's get the market report going because we have Wendy Wilson joining us today. So after a little bit of a troubled day, we have gold ending in a positive note, up 550 at 1782. Silver was, you know, higher for a couple pennies earlier. It's down a penny, so it's $26.34. Platinum was down 8 at 1224. Palladium was down 2 at 3002. The USDX today was weaker by 0.26 at 90.62. Crude oil was up 84 cents at 63.78. And the paper markets to do, let's see what they did today after the Fed came out and they declared that they're going to keep rates near zero, and the markets fell down 163 points. And we'll go over what the Fed statement was when we come back into the second break. And it really was nothing that they changed. They scratched out a few words from last month's thing. And but we'll talk about that when we get back. And so you have the Dow down 163 points at 33,821. The S&P is down 3.44 at 4,183. The NASDAQ was down 39 at 14,051. And the let's go to the bond market. We have the 10-year yield is 1.61%. Europe overnight, and it was a mixed. The FTSE was the only one that was down. All the other ones were positive. In Europe, Asia pretty much saw the same thing. The KOSPI was down. Everything else was up. So with that said, so make sure you stay tuned, and we'll go over these numbers. And we have Wendy Wilson joining us from Apothecary Herbs. Are you there, Wendy? Hello.
Hello, Melody. And hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello, Melody. I mean, hello. Hello,
hello
Wendy.
Pastor.
Hello,
hello,
both
Pastor
of you.
Butch.
Hey, Pastor Butch.
Hello, Todd.
Yay. Hey,
you guys
are so lucky because my topic is how sleep affects dementia.
Now, who am I talking to
again? Are you
trying
to tell us something, Wendy?
I don't know. Well, this is a new study out of the UK.
You know, Melly, it's always good to hear from Carolyn.
Okay. Butch?
Yes.
Yeah, who's on first base, right? Okay, so a new study out of the UK, guys, and it suggests that, you know, if you don't get enough sleep, you can increase your brain's risk of dementia. So, and the fact is, you know, the brain is, you know, a regenerative organ, but it also can degenerate if we're just not doing things right. So degenerative diseases we're hearing are on the rise, and modern medicine has, you know, guessed at the reasons. So the most widely promoted reasons are your brain plaque and also your genetics are causing dementia. However, in the last decade, more scientists and physicians have noticed their concerns that the risk could lie in things like vaccines and other things. So most recently, doctors revealed that the COVID vaccine kind of contains prion proteins known to cause mad cow and types of dementia. like ALS and Alzheimer's. So we're going to take a look at this new study, see how we can protect our brain. So let's look at this UK study. It included 8,000 volunteers over the age of 25, and apparently getting less than 7 or 8 hours of sleep each night increases your risk of dementia, they say, by 22%. So, and those were for usually the people over their 50s in the studies, 37% for those over 60 years of age. So the volunteers were taken from the British Civil Servants University College of London data, who were diagnosed with dementia, and the records reach back into the mid-1980s. So patients were assessed every 4 to 5 years, and more recent patients were actually tracked with technology confirming their sleep patterns that were more accurate. So they were wearing monitoring devices. So most sleep studies, though, span almost 20 years or less. But this UK study goes far beyond that. The only drawback to some of these sleep studies is that the sleep patterns were self-reported, which often can skew the data and be overestimated. So therefore, the sleep tracking devices, the monitoring, help them out get more real-time results. So here's the conclusion. I'll read it from the report. They say people age 50 to 60 who regularly slept 6 hours or less each night were more likely than those who slept 7 hours to be diagnosed with dementia. And that was by Rebecca Robbins, medical doctor. This report also got published in the Journal of Nature Communications, April 2021. And then one of the other scientists, Servantine Sabia, she's an epidemiologist with the French National Institute of Health. She was included in the study. And she says, we also conclude from previous research that obesity, high blood pressure, and depression also increases the risk of having sleep issues and dementia. Well, that's an interesting thing. If those they find some links there. So we're in the technology age, as you know. So many of these studies have been done on how modern technology has impacted our ability to sleep well. So in the UK, the study that they are suggesting, you may want to turn off your mobile devices a half hour before you want to go to bed. So, you know, get off the TV, the blue screens, and things like that. Other suggestions were never bring your technology devices into your bedroom. Avoid that exposure to the blue light and also improve your sleep patterns. So apparently something about the technology, maybe it's the wavelength and the EMFs and things that seem to influence our neurological brain, which is full of electricity, by the way. So some other helpful hints, according to the UK study, they suggest people get exposure to more natural sunshine or natural light as much as possible to help with their circadian sleep cycle rhythm. Also, they recommended avoiding late night eating as it can cause digestion issues and then keep people awake. So warm baths and showers can also help people get into that sleep mode and help them get better sleep at night. So those are some of the suggestions from the study. But let's look at some of the dementia stats real quick. More than 4 million Americans have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and 14 million Americans will be diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease by the middle of the next century, unless something's done about it. This is a serious problem, but they still don't know what's causing it. People as young as 30 and 40 have also been falling into this category, which is upsetting. And if you've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, modern medicine is saying 8 to 20 years or more from your onset of your symptoms, that's when it takes. So you may get a diagnosis as far back as that. So we spend about $100 billion a year on Alzheimer's treatments. The average cost of a nursing home care is $42,000 per year, and up to $70,000 per year in some areas in the U.S. So the average lifetime cost per patient on Alzheimer's is $174,000, and it's the third most expensive disease in the United States after heart disease and cancer. Now, our U.S. government does do research on Alzheimer's, and they spend almost $350 million a year in research, which is a lot of money. I think it's a lot of money. I guess some people wouldn't think it's a lot of money, but I do. So Medicine tends to bundle, though, premature, dementia, senility, Alzheimer's all together in the same category. So they get millions of dollars for research for this, but they have no cure. So the truth is you have hundreds of people with different things wrong. It's like brain toxemia, which is mental toxins, depression, emotional mental health problems, nervous breakdown issues, cardiovascular problems. True senility is a lack of blood flow to and oxygen to the brain. That's what it's medically defined as. So, but, you know, the list goes on as to no cure and, of course, medicines all around. So the bottom line is the individual that has these in the category of dementia should look at toxicity, some sort of poisoning, either from inside or outside, and the toxins are not allowed to exit the brain area. So that's what we have to look at. So, for example, you can get a lot of toxins by consuming the poisonous substances of fluorides and acids, if you're cooking in aluminum utensils. And you can get diagnosed with Alzheimer's just by that. So once you realize there's really no such thing as Alzheimer's and it's really just trapped toxins, either chemical or emotional, well, then you have a chance of curing that problem if you look at it that way. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it really is. It really
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Let's see. So there was a meta-analysis.
And Wendy, I'd like to ask you a question if you don't mind. I've read on this some, and your brain feeds from what everybody wants to get rid of in the body. They want to get rid of all the plaque and the arteries and all that. And cholesterol is what your brain feeds on. Do the anti-cholesterol drugs, the statin drugs, maybe help cause Alzheimer's?
Yeah, actually, they are. It's pretty widely known now. A lot of more information is getting out to the public. Your anti-cholesterol statin drugs do cause memory problems because you just said it removes the cholesterol and the brain uses cholesterol, and that's the reason. Typically, if you stop the drug, the memory comes back. So that's the good thing. So, yeah, a lot of these – look at your medications. There's I've done shows on medications that can cause memory loss. And then when you go to the doctor, then they may heap you into that category of premature Alzheimer's or dementia or something. And it may just be the drug you're on. So you want to investigate all that very carefully. So when they do a meta-analysis of this, they did one back in 2015, and the report did get published in the Journal of Pharmaceutical Healthcare and Science. And they were looking into the question if ginkgo, the herb ginkgo, has any benefits for dementia cases. So the researchers used this meta-analysis when they were looking at previous studies on the ginkgo to see if it determined that it had any benefits. So in addition to the dementia question, they also wanted to verify if ginkgo was safe and effective in human treatments. So the researchers looked at 298 studies, but only 13 of those studies actually fit their criteria, where the ginkgo biloba extract was used in the study for at least 52 weeks. Using some similar parameters that they wanted. So the study also showed that the risk factor of using ginkgo was about the same as using a placebo, so there was no risk there. And what they determined is, from this analysis, is that patients that were on ginkgo had a 95% positive change in their favor compared to those who didn't use the ginkgo or used a placebo. So they concluded patients with, let's say, vascular dementia or a mixed dementia diagnosis or mild dementia or Alzheimer's disease, they said the patients used 240 milligrams of ginkgo biloba extract every day, and they had a safe and effective benefit. They noted this. They observed this. It improved their memory. It improved the lack of concentration they were having. It improved their mood. Their depression lifted. It helped with dizziness or vertigo, and it improved their ringing in the ears or tinnitus. So ginkgo, they said, according to the quote from the journal article, the ginkgo biloba extract is classified as a therapeutic agent for dementia by the German E-Commission and is sold over the counter. End of quote. So the Germans are big into herbs. If you go over there, they'll sell you herbs all day long. And so that they know the benefit associated with herbs. So A lot of times the solution is a combination of natural therapies, though. This is what I found out over the years. And you want to rebalance the system, use some nutrition, you know, make sure you're not adding more to the toxicity. So cleanse and nourish is my mantra. Get the toxins out, put the nutrition in, maybe use your ginkgo, and just watch the body balance and heal itself. It's an amazing thing when you get the right information, some really good tools, you can do a lot for yourself.
And you're there to help folks do that, are you not?
Well, I try. Oh, I try. Just like you, you're there to help people with their portfolios.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I try.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's a learning curve. It's you know, we've kind of gotten away from this type of learning and healing and taking responsibility for our own health, whereas, you know, modern medicine is people just put their health in the hands of their physician, but the hands of the physician is really in the hands of the drug company. So you got to think of that. Certainly there are times when you need a, you know, medication from big pharma or surgery. Yes. But use common sense on those ways to make sure that you're not adding to the toxicity, and there may be a more subtle, organic, natural way of dealing with your issue. Mm-hmm. Now, we did start our Herbal Detective campaign today, and we've run this occasionally. You can it's kind of an interesting interactive on our website. It's you just click on the home banner on the website, and you'll be asked two questions, and you'll get a mystery Herbal Detective discount coupon. What the discount is, that's the mystery. So it'll be emailed to you, and you can use it online over the phone or on your order form. So a lot of people are taking advantage of that. I'm seeing a lot of 25% off coupons coming through. So obviously it's generating, that for some people.
Well, that's fantastic. That's quite a bit.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice, you know, if you're stocking up, if you're trying to get rid of your allergies, if you want to do your cleanses, if you want to, you know, get your natural flea and tick collars for your pets, that kind of thing, this is a good time to stock up. And, the website address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or they can simply call and request a free catalog as well at 866-229-3663. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. And I always encourage Melanie people, if they're visiting the website, to definitely sign up for the free online newsletters like the American Survival that you and I send out. And they can get a lot of great information, financial and health, all in one newsletter. It's great.
Yes, it is. It's a great newsletter. And you hit one word, you said one word, allergies.
Yeah.
Every tree pollen, everything is green, and it's just,
sure.
What's the best cure for that? You have 30 seconds.
I would say don't consume cow's milk because it exacerbates your allergies and magnifies them. And then we do have a great sinus formula called Echinacea Deluxe that'll clear out the upper head if you need help with that. And right now, if you participate in the Herbal Detective, you will get a discount.
Well, that's great. That's great. Yes, allergy time is here. I never get congested. I always end up with a cough, a dry cough.
You get a dry cough? Time tincture. It's got a germicide in it. It'll get rid of that.
All right. Thank you, Wendy. Always great information. Give her a call, folks. And
bye, Wendy.
We'll look forward to her returning next week. 1-800-37. Well, that's my number. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trade. And we're having a little bit of fun here. And heading into the break, I was giving out my number, 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter that Wendy was mentioning in the first segment of the program. Heading into the second segment today,
And before we get further, I want to say that I think that people missed the best part of the program during the break.
Not during the break?
No, I said during the break. They missed the best part of the program.
Well, don't say that. They won't listen to the rest of the program.
They might try to tune in the break even, too. Folks, we do laugh a lot. We really do. But that's just the way it is. But anyway, go ahead, Melody. I'll be quiet.
No, but actually, we ought to have Todd record all the breaks and then put them all together someday. But kind of like a bloopers.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, today the Fed meeting came out, issued their statement, the Fed Open Market Committee statement, with the one issued after the Fed's previous policymaking meeting on March 17th. Text removed from the March statement. They printed it. They did it in red to show you. I mean, they get buku bucks, you know, and they take last month's statement and they just line out and underline different things. And it's such a simple statement. And I mean, they can't even rewrite and come up with a more creative one. And but basically this said, you know, everything is good with a progress in vaccinations and strong policy support, indicators of economic growth. Sectors most adversely affected by the pandemic remain weak, but have shown improvement. Inflation continues. They're looking at inflation reflecting transitory factors, meaning it's just short term. Well, you know, there was another article. So anyway, the point is they really didn't come out with anything new. Jeffrey Gundlach of Double Line Capital LP, he said in an interview yesterday, he says, and he's referencing the Fed, as they say, it is not clear that U.S. inflation will be transitory, as the Federal Reserve economists are trying to convey. This is his statement. He says, how do they know that when there's plenty of money printing that's been going on and we've seen commodity prices going up really massively, there's plenty of indicators that suggest that inflation is going to go higher and not just on a transitory basis for a couple of months. He says we'll see how they're going to paint the picture. He says, but they're just guessing. He says, who's going to buy? Now, this is key. Who is going to buy all these many trillions of dollars of bonds? Well, we know who, but foreigners have been selling for years. They've accelerated their selling in the last several quarters. Domestic buyers, they're not actually exactly selling, but they're not adding to their holdings either. So what's left to absorb all of the The spawn supply, the Federal Reserve. So again, it's inflation is not going to be temporary. The Federal Reserve well knows. He's trying to say that they just really don't understand the amount of money that's being printed. And they very well do know. And they know exactly what they're doing. They're not dumb. And they do know how to paint the picture. And they will come out and talk about keeping everyone calm. And they will put money into these markets to keep them functioning. But in the meantime, everybody loses. That's true. I hear all your papers, Butch.
I know. I'm going through some paper, getting it ready, because I got to get in line up first. Go ahead. I'll be quiet. Yeah. I'll go ahead.
Well, I think I'm just about done now after all that. But the point is, with the Fed statements today, they really didn't say anything new, just that the inflation, we're going to experience it. But it's just transitory, and I don't buy that at all. And they very well know that it's not transitory. They know it's long term. They know there's money printing that's been going on. We've seen commodities rising, and it's going to continue. So when they actually change their statement remains to be seen. But I think maybe that's why we saw the markets drop a little bit today, as, you know, the markets aren't buying it, even though they know, you know, that the Fed will be there for them for as long as they can. But tonight, Biden talks, Butch. Are you excited about that?
Oh, I just can't wait not to hear that.
And this one, I'm not sure. I'm just going to say one more thing on the Federal Reserve Chairman, Powell. He says that he's actually want, because there was a bad story about him about a week ago, how he goes to the Federal Reserve and totally ignores the homeless that you have to pass. Now he wants to go out and meet them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Showmanship is at its highest right now.
Showmanship at its finest. Yep, you got it.
It really is. It truly is. And I don't care what anybody said. That's what it boils down to. It's one-upmanship and showmanship and politics all the way.
Yep, absolutely.
All the way. While people are struggling to make it, you're doing your best to try to tell them how to get through it. And I was listening to another program last night with a financial advisor who was back saying the same thing you've been saying. He said this bubble's going to bust, and it's going to hurt beyond words. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. And they keep blowing it up higher and higher. And it's just on the verge of, it has been on the verge of collapsing. It can't go like this. Now Biden wants to spend another $2 trillion.
Four.
Is it four? I heard two. Now, maybe you're wrong. I have to look and see in the article. I may have read it wrong. But it's unbelievable. What's $1 trillion to them? It's like a nickel to you. You know, it makes no difference. Why should it make a difference? I mean, the debt doesn't matter. It's just paper or digits on a computer. Why should we care what to do with it? Oh, my. Don't get me started. But anyway.
When was the last time you heard any of these, especially the Republicans, even talk about a debt ceiling?
Oh, no, you ain't going to hear about that. The Republicans blew it up $8 trillion from Trump's in office. Do you think it's going to make any difference now? I mean,
no, I don't. But the whole point is they're supposed to be fiscally, at least they're supposed to be at least pretending.
Yes, yes.
Pretending. But
I have some numbers here, though, on gold since 1971. I think people will find it interesting. Gold has went up 50, now I'm going to take folks, it's actually over 50 times its value since 1971. Over 50 times. Has your dollar went up 50 times in value? I don't think so.
In 1970, 50 times.
Yes, it did. That's the whole point, it did. And people, this is... Folks, gold and silver does not change value. The dollar does. It drops. But, you know, you can cash that gold in and take those worthless dollars to the bank and pay off your debt. You saved lots of money. In the long run, I got to do when I paid off the house and property 17 years early. I mean, I took the silver and sold it, went off and paid the land and property 17 years early with worthless dollars and saved a ton of money and interest and everything else. So, yes. But the silver hadn't changed price. the dollar dropped in value. The dollar dropped 50 times since 1971. In 1971, Nixon takes the dollar off the gold standard, the international gold standard, and the price of gold was $35 an ounce. In August 72, the U.S. dollar had devalued to where gold was $38 an ounce, just a year later. In 1980, gold hit a record high of $850 an ounce. That's just 8 years later, folks. 1999, gold falls to $251.70. Wow. It's going to collapse. We just will get out of it. Sell it quick. Get out of it. Don't buy it. Get out of it. That would be the time to buy it. Actually, 1971 would have been time to buy it. But anyway, October 1999, gold reached a two-year high of $338. In 2003, gold soars on safe haven buying and run up to the war with Iraq. In 2003, January 2004, gold breaks 400. In November 2005, it breaches 500. In 2006, it peaks out at $730 an ounce. In 2000, that was in May 2006. And in June 2006, it dropped to $543 an ounce. Oh, my goodness, we can't do this. Get out of gold. Get out of gold now. Well, in January 2008, it was $850 an ounce. In March 2008, it was over $1,000 for the first time in the U.S. futures market, over $1,000. In March, March again, 2008, it went over $1,030 an ounce. That's an all-time high in 2008. And in September 2008, spot gold jumps by $90 an ounce, a record one-day gain as investors seek safety in turmoil in stock markets. Folks, that's been in 2008, 13 years ago, and gold is pecking on 1,800. Went over 2,000, you know that. Record high. Run about 1,800 right now. That's how much gold has went up over 50 times in, 50 years. 50 times. And your dollar has dropped 50 times in 50 years. So your dollar devalues one time every 10 years. It's just, that's just the way it is, folks. It's the way it is. It's true. These figures are right on. So no matter what you say or do, if you stay in the dollar, stay, keep in the bank or anywhere else, or in the stock market, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it. You're going to lose it. Just that simple. Any comments, Melody? And by the way, in 2010, gold hit over $1,282 an ounce, so that was another record high. So we're talking now 11 years ago. And look what's went to over 2,000 in the last few years. Think about this, folks. Now's the time to buy some precious metals. Go ahead, Melody.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
No, I mean, that was, that's a great synopsis of what gold has done. And you know, many times I tell my clients, they ask me, well, how high do you think that gold is going to rise? And I always give them, we're going to see 3,000. We have 5,000. I think that's a given. Well, there's predictions out there that gold is going to go to 50,000 or 100,000. It's like my saying to that is, well, let's get to 3 and 5 first. Then we'll see where it's going. But the real importance about gold is the point that it maintains your purchasing power. If gold stayed at this level today, if it stayed at $1,800 today, and we went into hyperinflation and it didn't budge a penny, guess what? You're going to be the wealthiest person in your neighborhood, city, and probably state. Because everybody else has lost. And that's what people don't get. They don't understand that gold doesn't have to go to 50,000. Your purchasing power of that gold will be that great. So, yes, gold prices are going to go higher. Silver prices are going to go higher. But the benefit of converting those fiat dollars into real money is what's really going to protect you. And we get excited. We all get excited about prices going up. But don't get excited. Disappointed if prices go lower. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. We have this trend. And I can't see it breaking the trend. I haven't heard anything from Harry Dent lately where he thinks gold is going to go, because he's been swearing for years that it was going to go to 800. Then I think he bumped it up to 1,000. And if it did, what do you do? You back up your truck and buy more. So it's Butch. It's probably the most, I don't know. It's almost like a no-brainer.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And are there guarantees in the world?
I just give them that proof. I just giving that proof right there to show people you're not going to lose.
And the thing of it is,
it's not going to lose.
And the thing of it is, there's no guarantees in this world. If you're looking for a guarantee, you're not going to get one.
Taxes and death. Taxes and death.
No, not even taxes. Because you don't have to pay them.
Okay.
You know, there's no. The only guarantee is if you look upward. That's your guarantee. Other than that, there is none. So, you know, and we'll all lose. We'll all lose something.
Oh, yes.
We've already lost a lot. But anyway, 800-375-4188, Butch.
Okay, I'm going to share something here that's a little bit off finance, but it's very important nonetheless. I guess you heard about the implications of the Supreme Court's ruling on gene patenting. I guess you heard that, haven't you? Or have you? The Supreme Court ruled yesterday on can companies actually patent your genes, your DNA. Now, folks, I'm not making this up. This is on our website under PastorBush.com. Look under health news or government companies. You'll find on there. There's been a lot written about a recent Supreme Court case, Association for Molecular Pathology versus Myriad Genetics. It was a case concerning Myriad Inc. patent of a BRCA gene, a gene used to indicate a higher chance of developing breast cancer. AMP argued that Myriad's patent gave them rights to naturally occurring DNA. Myriad, in turn, contended that their modifications to DNA were novel and therefore patentable. Just a few days ago, the Supreme Court released its unanimous decision. Now, folks, pay attention to this. That supports AMP's argument that genes cannot be patented. However, the court decision also states that synthetically created DNA, Pfizer, Moderna, can be patented. In essence, the court made the decision to prevent companies from owning the blueprints of natural human creation, but left the door open for synthetically created DNA to be patentable. Well, what do you think about that? They can own your DNA.
I don't know. It's getting creepy.
It is getting creepy. You know, in Revelation, it talks about that they'll make merchandise of men's souls. Well, your DNA is pretty much who you are, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why people
That's who you are.
Everybody who talks about going to these DNA places to find out, you know, how much, what your bloodline is and so forth. It's like, you know, you don't give up your DNA. I mean, we go get blood tests every day if, you know, and I'm sure they have your DNA with that. You know, it's all logged and they have access to it and so forth. And I don't want to willingly go to places and so forth. It's just, you know, it's just creepy.
It is creepy. And that's what the nanobots and the Pfizer does. And folks, I'm not making it up. It's all over our website, PastorBush.com. Look in the health news, government cover-ups, and COVID hoax. It's all on there.
Oh, here's the break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And we're talking about numerous things, and this one caught my attention. I'll be brief. Treasure hunters plan to dig up 48 crates of Hitler's gold worth $500 million hidden under a Polish palace brothel. Well, that title alone makes a good movie, doesn't it?
It does.
But they're hoping to dig up, treasure hunters are hoping to dig up 48 crates, hidden gold worth nearly £500 million. The Polish palace was used by his SS henchmen as a brothel. They're going to begin the excavation at the 18th century palace in the village of Minowski in southern Poland next week and hope to unearth 10 tons of gold and other riches. So I guess that's that next week. I guess we'll have to make sure we follow up on this one. It's thought to be made up of jewelry and possessions treasured by Germany's elite who lived in the area and gave the Nazis their valuables to avoid them from being snatched by Russia's advancing Red Army. The elusive gold of Breslau, which disappeared from police headquarters in the Polish city of Wrocław, is also amongst the hidden loot. So that would be really really interesting.
How many pounds you say it was?
They said it was what? 10 tons.
Gosh. Think about 20,000 pounds of gold.
10 tons of gold and other riches.
Hmm. Yeah.
One diary.
I hope we find it.
Yeah, one diary entry claimed the loot was hidden in a trough dug in the orangery of the palace. I guess these were diaries by descendants, Quedlinburg descendants, as a show of remorse to Poland for their ancestors' actions.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Well, maybe we better find some, too. And just read an article here. Food prices are about to soar, right along with gas and electricity costs. Now, folks, this is all documented. This is, again, these articles you can find if you look. In the weeks following the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, costs of most of the food items found on the shelves of U.S. grocery stores rose based on anticipated shortages of such items that might result from transportation and logistical problems that followed the shutdown for many parts of the economy. There wasn't so much a shortage of goods to go on the shelves, as there was anticipated interruption in the just-in-time delivery supply that keeps such products moving from processors to wholesalers to distributors, and distributors to the retailers. All those disruptions were solved, or didn't happen as feared in many instances. Consumer goods and staples reappeared on the store shelves without much difference from pre-pandemic pricing. But warning bells are starting to be heard about another impending shortage of consumer goods and food staples, as wholesale prices of certain raw materials used in a wide variety of food preparations have risen sharply over the last several weeks. This steady upward price pressure is coming at a time when many fragile economies around the world are not in a position to handle a sharp rise in the cost of food for populations. It's going to happen, Melody. We know it's coming.
Oh, absolutely it is. we went over yesterday, the percentage of things that have gone up, you know, from copper to, you know, just everything. So things are getting worse and worse.
They really are. I mean, you think about it. And what if there is no shortage, so to speak, as far as on the shelves, because it's scarcity, though, because it's hard to find, prices go through the roof. And if the food's there, what if you can't afford to buy it? And that sounds silly, but it isn't silly. If you don't have the money, you can't buy it, can you?
No, you cannot. And but that's what's going to happen. And it's just, yeah, I hate giving this example. I promise it's going to be the last time I do it. Remind me. Venezuela. Stock market records. Hyperinflation. If people were lucky enough to have the paper investments, what could they buy? Nothing. There's no one there to buy their paper. So that's how much your paper is worth. Nothing. So doesn't matter doesn't matter if the bill that you're holding has $100 trillion printed on it, or $1 trillion or $24 trillion, whatever it might be. Still can't get a cup of coffee. Or maybe. Amazing.
It is amazing. And the inflation is going up so quickly that by the time they bought something with it, the guy that took the money lost money because it went up that much in just a few minutes. I mean, they lose it daily. And Marcia and I went to town today. I had to go to the gym. I work out three, 3 days a week. She went to the chiropractor and things, went over to the gym. We stopped afterwards. We went by Arby's. You all have Arby's where you're at?
I do.
Okay. Went through Arby's, pulled up to the little sign there. I want some jalapeno poppers. I love those things. Anyway, it had a sign that said, this is a paraphrase, but we apologize for the shortcomings of our staff because many of our workers did not show up for work. Now, this is at Arby's. Please bear with us more or less because we are running behind because the workers didn't show up. Now,
okay.
2 years ago, they put up the same sign. And I mean, the businesses in this area are begging for workers. I mean, fast food is desperate for workers. But when you put up a sign and apologize that the workers didn't show up for work, that's a change of this country, Melody, in my lifetime. I remember when high schoolers couldn't wait to get a job at a fast food restaurant or any kind of job because they made money for the summer. And that's all changed, hasn't it?
It certainly has. And we do have a caller, Butch. We have Ivan calling us today.
Okay.
So he's on the line. So good afternoon, Ivan.
Good afternoon, Melody and Pastor Butch. How are
you? Good afternoon. I'm doing fine. How are you, Ivan?
Well, I could be better, but it'll take an hour to discuss it. I fell on a concrete. I was gassing up car and some cans, and I fell, and I gassed up everything, and then I picked up one can, and I was too close to, you know, the gas pumps are on a step, but three or four inches high, you know, and so I kicked, I kind of brushed it with my right foot, and I lost balance, and with my weight on the left hand with a can, which is my weak side because I am a righty, I fell and I just hit that corner of the concrete. So I'm still waiting for an MRI and stuff like that. So,
well, hope you get better. Did you have something you wanted to mention on the program?
Yes, of course. I mean, I didn't want to mention my boo-boos. But I'm just surprised that the money that is being spent, okay, close to $6 trillion or something like that Biden is putting in, you know, putting onto the long debt line, you know, which we already have a big debt. So it's, I don't know if it's in 30s already. I think it's in 30s.
About 35
trillion.
Yeah.
$30 trillion.
Yes.
Dollars. So I am surprised that no one is really putting up any major, you know, I mean, Republicans are outnumbered, so they really, maybe in Senate they might be able to block it, I don't know, but if a couple of Democrats jump over, but...
Well, I mean, the Republicans didn't do anything to stop Trump when he spent $8 trillion, so they're not going to stop it. They're all mouth if they say they are. They don't do it.
Yeah, well, that's that. Did you say Trump spent $8 trillion?
$8 trillion, yes.
Wow, I didn't realize it. But I mean, this is just the beginning. I mean, the first 100 days of his, $6 trillion. So I wonder, he still has another almost 4 years to go. So
lucky us.
And from what I see, that he's not really supporting too much for the troops and the police and so on. And certainly the southern border is a mess. And he stopped all. Construction, even construction of the pipeline, which laid off, 5,000 people or something like that. So, I think we are in a super socialist or communist type of regime.
Yes, we do.
We are at that point. I mean, I lived briefly under communism before we escaped, and it's brutal. So, my parents and I was little, but it sounds like similar to what I remember, okay? And then my father explained to me other things and so on. So I learned a lot from him. But I think we are at a point where Second Amendment will be used to collect money. They were talking about $800 a year to pay tax, if you have a gun, to pay tax
and
or whatever.
Permits,
all that good stuff. So what do you think of all these quick changes? I mean, we are like an avalanche starting to roll over quicker and quicker as we go down the hill,
Yeah, that's where we are. And Khrushchev said many years ago that they would bury us without firing a shot, and they're doing it.
His name was really Perlmutter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Perlmutter. Yeah, was his real name, but he changed it to Russian Khrushchev, and he said, "Yeah, we will bury you." But I agree. He didn't say. How and you can see the generations. I mean, this pandemic was a creation. International creation. It wasn't out of China. I'm sure that they had I'm sure all the communist countries had their fingers in it, but there were some other Middle Eastern countries which I don't want to mention. Who are coordinating all these changes, for the U.S. They are sucking the U.S. for every dollar, and now we are we are in a free fall. Free fall as far as going into the communist, full communist regime,
Well, what I think is interesting, what you said, is you lived under this communist regime, it is dangerous, but the people today don't understand just how horrible it is. Because, I think, too, a big part, it's been watered down. It has lost the meaning of the various governmental policies. And over the different governments. I mean, we look to China. You know, oh, well, that's a communist nation. What's the big deal? When we talk about socialism, people don't understand the meanings and what the consequences are anymore. It's like they believe that things got softer and nicer and like everything because words matter.
Sure.
The word republic, the word democracy, the word communism, socialism, they don't have meanings anymore.
Well,
we know what the meanings are, and they really do have meanings.
Yes, they do.
But so many of the people have
become. Well, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We lost. We
talk about socialism.
Our country has never. We've been schooled out of the fear of communism and socialism. It's been fed to us, spoon fed to us for many decades, and here we are.
Yeah, well, Ivan, you ought to turn your radio down in the background.
Do I? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're keep getting feedback, but we're just about out of time anyway.
To have an echo here, echo chamber. But communism is international socialism, mm-hmm. when you look at it, okay? they keep saying Nazi and so on. That's national socialism, which is for this one state only. See, communism was created to control the world and by a certain group of people, okay, by the cabal. And this is where they using, in fact, it was, there comes the music.
Yeah, there's the music. And you know what? You were saying some very important things right there. And maybe we can next time, you know, follow up on that. But I want to thank each and every one of the listeners for joining us. Thank you, Ivan, Butch. We'll talk tomorrow. We're kind of switching days around this week. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.